Ja sam iz SBS radija, nisam vas dugo videla, kako ste?
Evo, dobro radno na zadatku danas sa Savezom kola srpskih sestara, sa domaćim kolačima i sa Lazaricom, sa krofnama i sa palačinkama.
Kako vam se, Milice, sviđa danas u odnosu na prethodne godine?
Pa, ove godine je mnogo veća poseta, to se vidi i na narodu, a i vidi se i na ovoj organizaciji, ima nas dosta sada sa hranom ove godine, tako da se nadamo da niko ne mora dugo da čeka.
Koliko ste dugo spremali ove divne zakuske?
A ne mogu da se pohvalim da sam sve, ja sam samo knedle sa šljivama, pošto to mnogo vole, a ostale sestre iz crkvene opštine Svetog Sava iz Flemingtona, iz Lazarice, iz Kabremate i čak iz Vulogonga su pomagale, tako da smo se udružile, da smo napravile razne naše domaće vanilice, šapice, naravno ove štrudle s orasima, sa makom, i tako da se sve sestre potrudile da zajednički ovo uradimo.
Hrane, a zajedno sa vama najbolji ambasador naše kulture. So this is Philip from Epoch Times. We want him to try a Serbian cake and tell us what he thinks about it.
It's very sweet.
Does it remind you of anything from the Chinese cuisine, maybe?
I think the stuff inside is a little bit similar to some kind of the Chinese the dim sum. It's a little bit like this, but it's different. I'm not very sure.
I think you have to have all of them and then talk about it tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a lovely time. We are in front of the White Ribbon stand. Could I ask you to say a few words about why you're here today? I'm from SBS Radio.
Hello. First of all, it's a Serbian festival. We're celebrating once a year. Today we are here with a white ribbon as well, as a first-time guest, so to be involved in a Serbian community, just to get into prevention in terms of domestic violence.
Yeah. Is there any sort of data about what happens within the Serbian community, to your knowledge?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's very high demand.
The attendees of the festival, did you have any interesting feedback?
Yes, we did. And from the management, yes. Everyone is very positive about White Ribbon, and they've been really, really pleased to see.
Breaking of Silence is a school program for domestic violence victims or for prevention?
It is for prevention. It is for dealing with the next generation. So this is a program that White Ribbon has from primary school to year 12. So what we do is we engage with the principal and the senior management and tell them about various things that will encourage respectful relationships among the kids. Because what happens is either these kids have seen violence at home, and therefore boys think that it's okay to be violent, and girls think that it's okay to accept bad comments from the boys. Or even the kids who have healthy relationships at home, when they look at other kids, they start behaving that way. So to change that and to get the new generation free from domestic violence, that's the purpose of this program.
Hello, I'm Nina from SBS Radio. You have a beautiful stand called Eastern Decor. What is it all about?
Thank you so much for your kind words. We are Easter Decor, and we are selling Russian Easter decorations, which are in Orthodox style. And we are happy to be here at Serbian Festival because our culture is similar. So yeah, we like to be here.
How many years have you been doing this for?
We are working for 6 years already.
We are with Srbe Association, which is displaying absolutely touching photos of the Serbian people living in misery. Can you tell us more about it?
Well, this is our exhibition, which we named Solitude last night. Actually, we thought of this name. It's a series of photographs by Georgia Bojevic, who's a well-known Serbian photographer, but he's also the coordinator of our charity organization, Serbs for Serbs, which helps families with multiple children in Serbian ghettos, mostly in Kosovo and in other war-torn areas in the Balkans, but also in central Serbia. It's an opportunity for Serbian people who've moved to the West, the Serbian diaspora and their friends, to actually get involved and support these families. We don't give anyone money directly. We actually support these families families to make their own living by starting up small businesses or to do farming, so that the parents would be good role models for the kids. And we've celebrated 10 years. Last year it was our 10th anniversary. We are now one of the, thank you very much, one of the biggest Serbian charities, and we hope to grow in the future as well. So that's it.
Thank you.
Ja predstavljam misionarsku parohiju Sabor Srba Svetitelja sa centralne obale i mi prodajemo tako ove slavske sveće, sad ove zvončiće, ova za vrbicu i tako to.
Recite mi gdje ljudi mogu da saznaju više o vama, da li postoji website ili Facebook grupa?
Na nesreću nemamo website, ali zato imamo ovaj jedan puta mesečno samoslužbe svake druge nedelje u mesecu i mi se nalazimo u Pitts Ridgeu.
Gdje se tačno nalazi?
U Pitts Ridgeu, to je Pitts Ridge, to je između Sidneja i Newcastle, to je sa M1 kad se siđe na onaj izlaz Pitts Ridge.
Hvala vam, a kojim danima je?
To je uvek nedeljom i svake druge nedelje u mesecu.
Hvala, prijatno.
Hvala.
Da li govoriš srpski?
Da, ali
može. Samo par reči. Nalazimo sve kod štanda Nine i Rade. Šta vi radite? Da li ste ovo prvi put na festivalu ovdje?
Jeste štajemo štal, ali većinom smo prošle godine radili kao bar sa paletima, kao lounge area, i ove godine smo se cijeli festival radili, znači gdje ljudi sjedu i jedu smo radili, i tamo opet u bar i sve ono kao zelenilo i sve to.
Znači vi ste napravili one prelepe stolice gdje je bar.
Da, to smo cijeli dan jučer radili. Znači, puno sati u tome išlo.
Zato festival izgleda najlepše do sada. Hvala vam, Nina.
That's okay, hvala vama.